Good morning. Last week, we discussed the concept of Yish, that although normally, if you find an Aveda, if you find something that someone had lost, there's a Chiyuv Hashava, you have an obligation to return it. Once the owner is Miyayish, once he's given up hope of ever recovering it, he said, Vayli al chasar and kiss. If you find it after the Yish, then Hareyush Elu Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. As we mentioned, there's a midas chasidus, lefim mishuras adin, one should return it to the owner if you find him. But if you don't want to, al pidin, you do have the right to keep it. You are zeich in it as long as you find it after yish. Last week we discussed at length the concept of isur as liyadeh, that if you find it before the yish, even though afterwards the owner gives up hope, but once it was isur as liyadeh, once at the moment you picked it up, there was no yish, you had a chiyuv hashava. You became a shomer according to the Ramban. So at that point, a subsequent yish will not help, and you will still have a chiyuv hashava. Now this, in a practical sense, leaves us with a problem. When you find an aveda, when you find something on the street, it usually doesn't have a little stick-it nose, you know, with status, owner was miyayish or not. So how do you know when there is yish, and what is the halacha when there's a suffix? How do you deal with an aveda where you simply don't know whether the owner gave up hope or not? So the general rule, again, we'll get to a Shittas Rambam, will be a little bit different in a specific case, but the general rule is, when there is a suffix, you have to assume the owner was not miyayish. You can only assume there's yish, you can only keep it if you know for sure that there is yish. How do you know for sure there's a yish? When do you have the right to make such an assumption? So there are a number of cases in the Gemara that where you can assume there's yish. Any other case, you have to assume there was no yish. You would have an echiv to try to return it to the owner until it's established that there actually was yish. So to go through the cases, this.
In the case of the Gemara, we know there's yish. Any other patent before you picked it up.
Okay, good. We'll get to there. We'll get there. So the simplest case of yish is if you lose something that has no simen. As we will learn next week, that when you find an aveda, the way to return it to the owner, your mach, you do a hachraza, you call out, I found this and this aveda, or I found an aveda, and the owner comes and he claims it. Now, when a person calls you up and says, the aveda belongs to me, so the halacha is you don't just give it to him. He has to verify, he has to prove that it's actually his. And the way he proves that it's his is through a simon. If he gives some sort of, there was something unique about this item, there's a scratch, there's a dent that has your name on it, there's something unique that identifies it, the owner will have to provide a simon. In the absence of a simon, then the owner has no way to prove that it's his. So therefore, if you find something that has no simon, it's something which is mass-produced, there's nothing, it's not banged up, there are no dents. So even if the owner can assume that it will be found by a frum yid who will try to return it, since he has no way of establishing that it's actually his, he will be miyayish, because he knows there's no practical way to get it back. So whenever there's a davar she'im bo simen, there will be yish. Now we'll have to deal with your question, and that is, how do we know when the yish took place? And that is a good question, we'll deal with that in a few moments. But, at least conceptually, the moment you realize you lost something, if you have no simen, you're going to be miyayish. Okay, so we will see there are two levels. There are some cases of Zuta Shoyam where if your ship sinks, so at least before they had submarines, you can yell and scream and say you're not Miyayish, but the bottom line is if the thing is sinking to the bottom of the ocean, that is Zuta Shoyam. Either you don't need Yish or it's Batla Daitan and it really is Yish regardless of what you're saying. That's one category. In other cases where it's not as extreme, it's not avudim min kol adam, there is a discussion. For example, the next case, which the next category of yish is where it's roi vakum, where most of the people around are goyim. We'll discuss that more by Rikos in a few minutes. But in such a case, if you lose it in a place where it's roi vakum, where you don't expect, the chances are the person who finds it will be a goy, he will not be mekayim mitzvah of hashavas aveda, you'll never see it again. So that's another case where there's a presumed yish. The Tzemach Tzedek deals with a story where a person lost a lot of money. It was in a place where it was Roy Vakum. But this person went running around trying to find it. He went around, he retraced his steps, he stopped everyone along the way. Did you find the wallet? Did you see this? Who else did you see? Ultimately, he bumped into a Yid who found the money. So he said, great, you found the money, give it back to me. And he gave a simon. The Yid said, nothing doing. This area is Roy Vakum. The law is if you lose something by Roy Vakum, there's a presumption there's Yish. I'm not giving it back to you. The fellow who lost it said, what do you mean a presumption of Yish? I can prove where you see that I'm going around, stopping every single person on the road and asking them, did you see my wallet? So how could you tell me there's Yish? You see clearly I was not Miyayish. The Tzemach Tzedek has a chiddush. He paskins, nothing doing. He says, just like Zuz Yishol Yom, where it's lost in the ocean, I don't care what you do or what you say, you truly were Miyayish. He says, this applies across the board. And even by Roy of Akam, even if he says he's not Miyayish, even if he's running around, there's a presumed Yish. The Truma Sakri argues. Truma Sakri says, what? Okay, but Loi, because like this. Zog the Truma Sakri, Bishlam by Avudu Men we call Adam, where the thing is sinking. So there you can tell me a svara that even though he's yelling and screaming, he doesn't really mean it because there's no way to recover it. By Roy Vakum, you know, let's think about it, this for a minute. We'll add a little bit to the Trumas. By Roy Vakum, that means what? It's me at Yisrael. You have 60 Goyim and 40 Yidin. Now, statistically, if it drops, there's a 40% chance that a Yid will find it. So now, what? Okay, good. So now you're going to tell me where it's 40% Yidin, it's Avudim min HaKaladin, there's not a chance of recovery where it's Bot L'dayte? It's only by Zut HaShal Yom where Al Piderech HaTev it's gone, there we say we don't care. And it could be that it has nothing to do with Yish. It could be that's just a din that once it's over, it becomes Hefker. But in a case where, even though there's a Roy, even though there's a Chazaka, you will be Miyayish, if in this particular case you weren't Miyayish, you were hopeful, you went looking for it, so then the Truma Zakri says there's no presumed Yish. You can't hang yourself on this rule and say I'm keeping it. The Erech Shai has a bit of a pshara. He says, when there's a chazaka, when it's Roiv Akum, where Chazal say people are Miyayish. So unless you prove otherwise, you're going to assume Yish. But if you do an action, in this case, where you're going around, you're retracing your steps, you're stopping everyone, did you see my wallet? There you've done an action to make it very clear you were not Miyayish. In that case, look, the Erech Shai, passing like the Truma Sakri, there's no Yish. But on the other hand, if you're silent, you don't do anything. Just a week later, you happen to be, you're talking to your friend and he starts telling you about how he just got a windfall. He just found this huge amount of money. And at that point, you say, oh, that was mine. I was really not Miyayish. Then we don't believe you. Because the assumption is, the chazaka is, that by Roiv Akim, you're going to be Miyayish. But if you do something, if you're running around, you're looking for it, you're hanging up signs, then that will show that the person truly was not Miyayish. Yes. Even besides that, as we pointed out, even after Yish, there lefnim mishuras hadin, a person should return it, but it's lefnim mishuras hadin, and we paskin that we are not kaifa on lefnim mishuras hadin. So if he wants to know what should he do, he should return it. But if he doesn't want to, then there's nothing we can do about it. And al pi din, if he's mekadesh nisha with it, he buys an esrog, it's his money. He's entitled to keep it. Although again, certainly if he knows who the owner is, he should return it. So going back to before we got distracted, so the first category is something that does not have a simon, because even if you even locate the person who found it, because you have no way of verifying that it's yours, you have no way of getting it back. And therefore, the moment you realize you've lost it, you're going to be miyayish, you're going to give up hope, and someone that finds it afterwards will be able to keep it. Now, there is one important exception to this idea of a davar shein bo simon, and that is the Gemara says that if a Talmud Chacham loses something, and a Talmud Chacham over here is defined by a person who is not Mishana B'diburai, he is very careful to always say the truth, except for the few things that al pi halacha he is supposed to be Mishana B'diburai. But if someone who always keeps his word, there the halacha is, you can return an item even without a simon. As long as he has a tfiyas ayin, as long as he recognizes that this item belongs to him, since we have no chashash mishaker, we do not believe he's lying, he's someone who does not lie, So you can return it to him even though he does not have a simon. Now he needs a tviyas ayin. He has to be able to say, I recognize that this thing belongs to me. But you can have a tviyas ayin without having a simon. If you see an old friend during the night, you see him walking, you will probably, there's a good chance you will recognize who he is. You recognize the way he walks. Now, if you had to give a simon how this person walks, most people can't answer that question. Unless he limps, it's not something that you can describe, you can't put your finger on it. But you recognize the person. And the same is true on many items, unless it's a mass-produced item. You can recognize it. It's a little bit worn, it's a little this. You can't describe it. You can't put it down on paper and say there's a scratch from this side to that side. But a Talmud Chacham who has a Tfiyas Ayin, you would give it back to him because he does not need a sim. Now, of course, this leads us to a problem. Whenever you find something without a simon, so if it's lost by a Talmud Chacham, then you have to give it back to him with Tfiyas Ayin. If it was lost by an Amma Aretz or someone who's not trustworthy, then there's a Yish because there's no simon. How do you know who lost this item? So, I guess it depends what you found. If you find an iPhone, perhaps there's a chazaka that doesn't belong to a Talmud Chacham. I don't know. Sarachin. A safer, it might be different. I don't know. But what? No. Fair enough. You have to have the code to get in. But what the Rishayim say is like this. The Rishayim, there seem to be two shitas in the Rishayim. Some Rishayim say, Ein Achanami. Whenever you find a Davar She'ein Bo Simon, you have to be Choshish, maybe it belongs to a Talmud Chacham. So what do? You have to be Machrizit. But you're only Machrizit in the Beis Medrash. Because Manashah, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he'll see the sign, he'll know to claim it. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't walk into the Beis Medrash, he'll never find it. And he won't know to claim it. So according to these Shitas, you always have to do a Hachroza, even by Davar She'ein Bo Simon. But if it's aimed by simon, you do this limited hachraza in a way where only Talmidei Chacham will find it. If you do hang up a sign in shul and someone calls you, Mestama, you have the right before, he says, I don't have a simon, but I have a tviyas ayin. Mestama, you can give him a faher. How do I know you're a Talmud Chacham? But once you establish he is a Talmud Chacham, at that point there is a chiyuv hashava. Other Rishayim and the Ramah paskins a bit differently. What the Ramah says is that normally, if you find something in the streets, unfortunately, most people in the streets are not Talmidei Chacham. And therefore, since something in the street you can assume does not belong to a Talmud Chacham, it does not belong to someone who is not Mishana B'Diburai, normally the halacha is you're allowed to keep it. It's only if you find something in a Beis Medrash, or if you find it, something in a place where there are many Talmidei Chacham around, then you have to be choshish that perhaps it belongs to a Talmud Chacham, and then you have to do a hachraza to give him the opportunity to come and claim it with a tviyas ayin. But under normal circumstances, you find it in a play in a typical street where most people there are not Talmidei Chacham, and according to the Ramah, there is no chiyuv to be meishir. So this is the first category, something which does not have a simon, something which has where the owner, even if he finds you, even if he has no way to prove that it's his, he has no way to identify it, there the halacha is there's a presumed yish.
You have to show him the item that he has to say.
By a Talmud Chacham, yes. Because you can't have tviyas ayin without seeing the item, and he doesn't have a simon. So you show it to him, and if he says, yes, this is mine, I recognize it, since he is not Mishana B'Diburai, he has namanus, and you give it to him. Your marker is that I found this sefer. Now the person comes and looks at it, and he will tell you is this his or not. But you're usually marker is we pass and you are marker is the aveda. You say what you found. Person then comes and gives a simon. With the Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to come and give a simon. He just has to look at it and say this is mine. I recognize it with a tefiyas ayin. So that's the point, because perhaps it belongs to a Talmud Chacham. So according to the Ramah, if you find it in a place where you find it in a Beis Medrash, you find it in a place where it's Shechiach Talmidei Chachamim, you have to be Machrizit Misafik. According to the other Shitas, you don't have to be Machrizit into the whole world Misafik, but you have to at least hang up signs in a Beis Medrash, so if it's a Talmud Chacham, he will find it. So now the second category, which we mentioned briefly before, is if you find something where it's Roiv Akam, you find something in the city where most people are Goyim, since the person that lost it has no way of knowing that a Yid will find it, he will be choshish that a Goy will find it. So the halacha is there is a presumed yish. Now, if the svara is because of yish, if you lose something in a city where it's roiv either akum or yidden who are not from, so even though the halacha is if a yid that is not from loses an aveda, you have a chiyav hashava. Unless he's a mumr lahachis, which you generally don't have today, there's a chiyav hashava even for someone who is not from. However, the other way around, if the metzias hadvarim is that they will not return an aveda, so then as far as yish is concerned, as long as the majority of the people in this city would not return an aveda, then the person that lost it will be miyayish. Now, when we talk about a city, how do we define a city? If you lose something, hey, do you go by the city limits? Do you go by Tchum Shabbos? What do you look at? So the halacha is, it's really not a halacha, really nothing to do with a city, again, except for extreme cases where it's mechza al mechza, but typically you look at the place where the item was found. So if you find something in front of a shul, if rave of the people walking by this area are Jews, so then it's rave Yisrael. If you find it in the city, even if the city is Rav Yisrael, but if it's an area where Jews do not frequent, it's an area where it's mostly Goyim, that would have a din of Rav Akum. We do not look at the whole city. We look at the particular location that this item was found. This area, wherever it is. What? However big the item is. If people passing by this item, if they dropped it, they obviously pass by right over this space. People walking over here, if it's Roiv Yisrael, then you have this Chiyav Hashava. If it's Roiv Akum, there's a presumed Yish. So this is the second category of items, right, where it's Roiv Akum, there's presumed Yish. The third case is if it's very old, if it's been there for a long time, also at some point, the Gemara's example, it sounds like it was there for a year. If you're walking through the forest, you find an item, it's all rusty, it's been there for an extended period of time, even if it has a simon, at some point the owner gave up hope, because at some point he figured that whoever found it went ahead and kept it, and therefore, after it's there for a long time, you can presume there was yish. Now, let's go back to your question. And that is, these are all cases, the moment you realize that you lost an item, if it has no simon, you have no way of proving it's yours, you're going to be miyayish. If you lose it in a place where there are goyim, again, you don't expect the finder to return it, you'll be miyayish. But what happens if you find the item before the owner even realized it was missing? So it has no simon. Certainly, the moment he checks his pocket and realizes it's gone, he's going to give up hope. He will not expect to see it again. But what happens if you find it before he realized it was gone? So was he miyayish? No, he wasn't miyayish. He didn't even know that it was gone. He didn't realize it was missing. You can't be miyayish on something that you think is still in your pocket. So this is the famous question of yish shalei midas. It's something that has no simon. It's something which is in a city where it's roiv akum. The moment he realizes it's gone, he'll give up. But you found it before he realized. And therefore, practically speaking, he was not miyayish yet. So here the halacha is, this is machlokes Rav and Abaya. The halacha is, we pass on like Abaya, that yish lemidas loy havi yish. You can only keep an item if the owner realized that he lost it and was miyayish, and he gave up hope. If you find it before he realized it's gone, the halacha is, even though it's a name by Simon, even though it's Roiv Akum, you would have echiv hashav. It's bisuras liyadeh, the yish does not help, and you have to return it. Excuse me? That's true. Davar she'yesh by simen, there'll be a chiyav hashava. Davar she'ein by simen, you'll have to hold on to it. Yemunach hashiyav el yo, until yo anavi comes and tells you who it belongs to. But the point is, the yish does not help. It's yisura asli yadeh, and therefore you cannot keep it for yourself. So this leads us back to our original question. When you find something, it's very nice, it has no simen. That means when the owner realizes it's gone, it'll be miyayish. But how do I know, and can you assume, that the owner realized that he lost it? Can you assume that he knew about it and was miyayish? So over here, it's clear from the Gemara that under normal circumstances, you cannot assume the owner realized it's gone. And therefore, under normal circumstances, anything you find, whether it has a simon or doesn't have a simon, there's usually no yish, and a person does not have, has would have a chiyuv to to try to return it. He could not keep it for himself. There are a few specific cases where the halacha is not like this, and let's go through them one by one. The first and most famous case is what happens if you find a wallet on the street. So, assuming a wallet usually has a simon, because usually the amount of money or there's usually identification, it's never shiyesh by simon. But if you find it in a place where it's roi vakum, so even though it has a simon, the owner does not expect to see it again. The problem, of course, is how do we know whether the owner realized it was gone? How do we know whether he was miyayish or he didn't realize it yet? So over here we have the famous rule of Rav Yitzchak of Adam Asig Mashish B'Kisa B'Kol Shav V'Shah, which means that when it comes to a person's money, people generally are constantly checking their wallets, they're constantly checking to make sure that they have their money on them. And therefore, there's a presumption that by the time you found it, the owner probably realized his wallet was missing. And if it's a place of Rav Akram, he was probably Miyayish. So therefore, when you find something such as money, where people constantly check for, they're constantly aware of, there you can assume by the time you found it, there was already Yish, and you can keep it. That could be. The Gemara is telling you a chazaka. Obviously, Adam Mimashish B'Kol Shav V'Shah doesn't mean every fraction of a second, because if he did, he would realize it's gone before it hit the floor. He would pick it up. So obviously, he kept on going, and obviously it's there. You didn't see it fall, and you're here. There's a chazaka. By the time you got there, by the time you now notice it, he already realized it. Now, why didn't he come back? It's possible he came back and he missed it. It's possible he gave up hope. There are many possibilities. But the chazaka is, by the time you found it, since again, you didn't see it, you know, falling, by the time you found it, he already gave up hope, and therefore there's a presumption of yish. Now, some of the achrayim point out, there's a taz that says that this halacha is, you know, it's very nice if you have a two or three coins in your pocket. But if you have a whole sack of coins and one falls out, how are you going to realize that one's missing? And for that matter, if I would stop anyone here in this room and ask them, exactly how much money do you have in your pocket right now? Now, unless the answer is nothing, most people will not know to the penny what they have. People are not so careful. Now, if you don't know how much money you had, if a quarter falls out of your pocket, the argument could be made, how in the world will you know that you lost it if you didn't know you had it there in the first place? So some of the Hayyim Kapoiskim do say that today this rule will not apply. It's one thing if you lose your wallet, but if a person loses a quarter or a dollar, some say that you will not have this chazaka because people just are not as careful about their money. The Chazanish and the Pesach Choshen brings this down with some other tzerufim, says that no, that this is, it's not just a, it's, this chazaka is begeder, takana, hefker, bez, and hefker. He doesn't say what the makar for this is, but he says it's across the board. And even today, you have the right to assume if you find money, you have the right to assume the person realized it was lost and he was actually miyayish. So in the Ikar Hadin, if you find money in a place where it's either roi vakum or there's no simon, in the Ikar Hadin, you are allowed to keep it. Now, the Gemara says a similar concept, by anything which is very expensive, anything which is precious, you have diamonds, it's something which a person, if he's carrying it around, is going to be constantly checking for, constantly on alert for. So there also, by the time you find it, you can assume the owner realized it was missing, and he was miyayish. Something which is very heavy as well. Assuming he's carrying it by hand, if you are carrying a 75-pound load, and you drop it, you'll notice pretty quickly that, you know, you're moving a little bit faster and if you lost something. So something which is heavy, I don't know exactly how to define what heavy means, but something which is heavy, there's a chazaka, a person will realize it's gone, and we can assume he knows about it, and he was miyayish. Now the Poskim today say that you can probably apply a similar concept if you lose a watch, if you lose a cell phone, something which people are constantly using and constantly aware of. There, you would have the same idea. You can assume by the time you found it, the owner realized it was gone, and therefore, by Rav Akum, he would, or Dover Shein by Simon, he'd be Miyayish.
I don't understand, given Abaye that we hold like that, if we go to a park somewhere and find a diamond ring, if it's not normal the case, you assume there's Yish, but are we now saying...
Wait, diamond ring, well, it'll depend. If it's Rav Akum, If the area is then there will be presumed yish.
Right.
Then make her adin, you're allowed to keep it.
But I thought we were just saying that these days we're giving some stand to, by his opinion, that something like that, something might not have been yish yet.
No. By something which is roiv akum, the rule is there's an assumed yish. Now, what will be in his story where the person was busy can show they're busy hanging up signs, it can demonstrate they were not miayish. Good. So at that point, when they prove that, you'll have to give it back to them. But the presumption is, unless you have some sort of raya to the contrary, the presumption is by roiv akum there will be yish and you would be able to keep it. Now, if it's a place where it's roiv yisrael, a diamond ring will have a simon because the cut, the weight, the color, diamonds are unique, and the owner very likely will have a simon, and if they can come and they can prove that it's theirs and give a simon, then so by Rav Yisrael, there will be a chiyav hashava.
Does he have the
usual?
He's saying about the usual in the dance. In other words, if you picked it up, you were assuming that when you picked it up, even in a log of Rav Hanukkah before the guy...
Good. If it's something that's possible, in a chanami, but it's something which is a ring, which very likely also is, you realize pretty quickly, then they'll be presumed that they knew better already. But it will depend on the case. It's only things, again, money, something which is very, a ring is expensive. If it's a diamond ring, that's something which is very expensive. It's something that the lady that was wearing it would realize right away. There, they probably would not be yish lemidas. Something which is less expensive, where they don't have this rule that they're constantly checking. You have to be choishish. I mean, whenever there's a suffix, you have to be choishish. The owner did not realize that they lost it yet. In all likelihood, what happened is he stopped to rest and then he kept on going. So that's something which, if a few minutes later, he would realize that hey, it's going much quicker. But when he put it down because he just to pause. Then when he kept on going, a few minutes later, he realized it was gone. At that point, either he turned around or he didn't. But if you found it in between, when you find it, you can assume by the time you found it, he already noticed it was missing and was miyayish and kept on going. So if it's in a wagon, I don't think the concept of heavy makes the point of is obviously something that's normally carried by hand. If a container falls off a truck, I don't think the truck driver has any way of noticing. Now, if you have a suffix whether this is the type of thing that was on a truck or carried by hand, misafik biderech klal, you have to be choshish that there was no yish. Misafik in all of these cases, it's also, it used to have an owner. If you want to claim yish or you want to presume yish, it has to be, you have to have a pretty clear raya that there was actually yish. And let's go back to the case. You find something in a city that's roiv akum. So we said before, by roiv akum, there's a presumption the owner will be miyayish because he'll never get it back. However, what we're saying now is that this presumption only helps you when it's a wallet, when it's something which the owner will realize right away that it's missing. On the other hand, if it's something which is the owner may not realize right away, the halacha is you cannot presume there's yish, and they would have a chiyav hashava. The problem that we have is, in a case of roiv akum, do you have a chiyav hashava? Or can you say, perhaps, if the city is mostly goyim, then forget about yish. Can I say that the person that lost it is probably a goy? And as we mentioned before, there's no chiyav hashava saveda to an akum. So the sma paskins, yes. The sma paskins, besides by roiv akum, besides for the fact that it's if you find it, it has a name. It says Yankel Schwartzen. So clearly it fell from a yid. So even though it fell from a yid, if we can assume the yid knew that he lost it, since it's a place of roiv akum, there's yish, you can keep it. But zog the sma, even in a case where you don't know where it's not a wallet, you don't know whether the owner realizes it or not. If it doesn't have a name, if you don't realize it came from a yid, there, the Sma says you can have the right to assume, since most people in the city are goyim, you have the right to assume this came from a goy, and therefore you'd be able to keep it even without the concept of yish. You'd simply be using the rule of holchen achar roiv, and since most people are goyim, then it probably fell from a goy, and you would not have a chiyuv to return it. Along comes Rav Kveger, and oh, very good. So Talmud Chacham L'chayr is a raya to this. Because what did we say? If you find something that doesn't have a siman, if a Talmud Chacham says, I recognize it, you have to give it back to him. So we asked, every time you find something, why don't you have to be afraid that it's from a Talmud Chacham? So what did the Rambam Paskin? The Rambam Paskin, you're right. It's this halacha is only if you find it in a place where there are many Talmidei Chachamim. The Vilna Gaon says, that's our halacha. Because the Rambam seems to hold, like the Sma, that you go bas a roif. And therefore, if people are not Talmidei Chachamim, you don't have to be afraid it says, you can put it in your pocket. On the other hand, if roif are Talmidei Chachamim, then you have to be machlus. The Mechaber seems to argue, and if you look back, the Taz argues in the Sma, and says, there's no such thing. He says, it's true, normally we go by roif. He says, but that's only when it's not Efshel Avrurei. Over here, you have a very simple Eitza. Be machris, announce that you found it, and see who comes. If a Yid comes, give it back to him. So even though it's roiv akum, and it probably fell from a guy, Zok the Taz, if you have a way to figure it out, you have to do a hachraza. And if a Yid comes, you'll give it to him. And therefore the Taz argues and says, you cannot be Samech on Roiv and you have to be Meshiv. Now the Taz would work very well with the Shitas HaMechaber, that every time you find the Davar Shein by Simon, since it might belong to a Talmud Chacham, he says, you have to do a Hachroza, I'll co-pun him in the shuls. Because this way you have a way to be Mevar, whether or not it belongs to a Talmud Chacham, so that the Taz seems to be go with the Shitas HaMechaber. if you find it in deal, what do? So now Rick Vager has a very nice kiddush. I'll go through it briefly. What happens if you find something in a place where it's roi vakum? So what did we say? According to the Sma, even if it has a name on it, so the halacha is you can assume it belongs to a guy, and you're allowed to keep it. What happens if the next day you meet a fellow in shul? And he says, you know, I lost my thing yesterday. And he describes what it is. You realize that what you found, you belong to him. Do you have to give it back to him or not? So it's a davar sheyesh by simin, as a chiyav hashav. On the other hand, we said what? We said that if you find something by roiv akum, the halacha is, by roiv akum, you're allowed to keep it. Because you presume that there was yesh. The problem with Yish is, we said there's a concept of Yish Lemidas. It's only Yish once the owner realized that he lost it. Over here, you found it before he realized that he lost it. So it's Yisur Asli Yadeh. There's a Chiyav Hashava. So even though at the time you had the right to assume that the person fell from a guy, you're able to keep it. But now that you figured out that it really belonged to a Yid, L'chayr now, it was Yisur Asli Yadeh, since you found it before he realized it was missing. There should be a chiyav hashav. Zakr b'kiveger, that's not halacha. Why? Because Zakr b'kiveger, according to the Ramban, what is the halacha of Yisur Asli Yadeh? How come if you find something before Yish doesn't help? So we said that Machlokes Rishonim, but according to the Ramban, the reason is, as soon as you pick something up, you become a Shomer Aveda. Since you're a Shomer Aveda, now you're guarding it for the owner. So the owner may not realize it, but this item is now safe and secure. You're holding it for him. And therefore, if he's meyayish, it's either yish bereshus, yish betayis. The owner's yish doesn't help because there's already someone taking care of it who's watching it for him. Zakru kiveger, if you find an item in a place where it's roi vakum, do you have a chiyav hashava? No, because you can assume it fell from a goy. So even though now we realize it's not true, today we figured out it belonged to a Yisrael. But at that point, if we asked you, are you a shomer? Are you watching it for the owner, or is this yours you can keep? According to the Sma, at that point you can keep it. Because at that point you have the right in halacha to assume it belonged to a guy. So even though now we realize that it was a mistake, now we realize it belonged to a Yid, it has a sim, and he had not been Miyayish yet, but since you were not a Shem Raveda, then the owner's Yish afterwards, once he realized it was missing, he was Miyayish, that Yish will be effective, and the halacha is you would not have a Chiv to return it according to this Ruki Vega. When he realized it was gone, he was meyayish. At that point, it becomes the person who was holding it is zoichin. Now, normally that doesn't work because it's yisur asli yadeh, because he's already a shomer before the yish. This is a case where you can hold an aveda and not be a shomer, and the reason for that is because in halacha you can assume it fell from a guy.
So what's it?
That's why he's miyayish.
Okay.
That's why he's miyayish later. But that's why he, the person who found it did not become a shayim raved.
It's not the pshat, but he was, the pshat is that as soon as the person found it, as soon as he picked it up, it becomes his. Because
No, it doesn't become his until the owner realizes it is miyayish. He's allowed to keep it because he's allowed to presume it fell from a goy. There's a chazak it fell from a goy. Now, if we figure out that's not true, so it belonged to a yid at that point, it wasn't yours. But the moment the yid is miyayish, since there's no isurus the yodeh because the Ramban needs you to become a shomer and that didn't happen, so the moment he's miyayish, it'll become yours. So when you pick it up, you can use it because you can assume it fell from a goy. When he's actually miyayish, it klapi shmaya actually becomes yours. Okay, let's just... I don't want to get bogged down in this Rukhvegar. Let's just... Now, this machloikis of Yishlomi Das, so the sugya is discussing a case in the context of an Aveda. You found something which that someone lost. Yish will make it like Hefker. The halacha is he needs actually be Miyayish. The fact that he will be Miyayish is not enough. However, Taisvis extends this to a similar case. The Gemara has a case with Marzutra where he came to someone's field. The worker offered him some fruits. So Marzutra did not want to take. Why? So the way Taisus understands, this is a question of Yish Lamidas. It was clear in this case when the owner would realize that Marzutra was here, the Gadol Hadar was here, he would be very happy that his worker would give him a couple of fruits. It would be a tremendous kavod for him. But the problem is that the owner wasn't here. And the owner did not know that the worker, his employee, was being generous with his money. Zok Taisus, this is a case of Yish Lamidas. It's whenever you have something, your friend has something, and you're a good friend of his, you know for sure that if he knew that you were hungry, he'd be very happy for you to eat this. But he doesn't know that you're hungry. He's not here. Zok Taisus, you would not be allowed to take the item and eat it. Because even though when the owner realizes it, he'll be very happy. But since right now, he doesn't know that you're here, he never offered it to you, so taking it is gzela. Later on, when he finds out, he would have wanted you to have it. Zoktaisis, that is the concept of the Yish Lamidas. And since we pass in Yish Lamidas, loy have a Yish, so it comes out, a person cannot go ahead and take something that belongs to another person, even though that person will be happy when he figures it out. Since right now he never gave it to him, he never had das, he was never makna to him, the halach is, it would be usur to use someone else's item. Now, there's a famous shach that argues. Zok the shach, The shayla of Yish Lamidas is you lose something. When you lose something, do you want it to be lost? Do you want to be miyayish? Absolutely not. You don't want to be miyayish. Yish is when you come to the recognition you're never going to get it back, so you give up hope. It's not something that you want. So there, when you actually give up hope, when you realize it's gone, that you're miyayish. But beforehand, it's nothing. It's in a situation where when you realize that it's how unlikely the recovery will be, you will then be miyayish. Zok the shach, in that case, that's a yish lamidas, we pass him have a yish. However, zok the shach, in this case, if you knew that the friend was here and was hungry, you would want him to eat it. It's not bar karcha, you're not being forced into it. It's something which is, it's what you really want. Zok the shach, in that case, where you really want to do it, it's just a question of you don't know about it yet. There, the shach suggests this would not be telling you Yish Lamidas, and that would be mutter. So as long as, according to the shach, as long as you know that when your friend, when they realize, if they knew the situation, they would want you to have it, they'd want you to use their thing, they'd want you to take it, eat it, whatever it may be. According to the shach, that would be mutter. It's only by Yish, which is by karchoi, which is against his ratzon, there it's you need the actual yish. But by when it's a question of using something which your friend would want, there the shach says that it would be mutter. Now most poiskim do not follow the shita of the shach. Most shitas hold that yish lamidas will apply to these cases as well. And therefore, if you want to take liberties, your friend's not around, you see he left, you know, he left something, and you want it, and you know good and well that if he knew that you wanted it, he'd give it to you. But if you haven't actually asked for permission, the halacha is it would be usur to be nana from it. The exception to this is that this is all in a case where you're a good friend of his. Because you're such a close friend, he wouldn't mind if you go ahead and you would help yourself to this item. So for that, we say it's very nice, theoretically, when he finds out, he would be okay with it. But until he finds out, what you're doing is gzela. You have no right to take it without permission. However, in cases where no one is makbid, in cases where the derech ha'olam is, people go ahead and they freely allow people to take this type of item. So that is not a question of Yerushalayim Das. That's already a question of minog. That's already a presumption that before the fact, everyone knows and everyone is okay with people taking or using this item, that would be mutter. The difference is like this. In one case, the examples they give are, we discuss in Hilchos Tzedakah. Can you take tzedakah, can you accept tzedakah from a lady? So the halacha is, assuming back then the money all belonged to the man, she really doesn't have the right to give away his tzedakah. Nevertheless, because the minhag was, when people went door to door, if the husband was not home, the woman would give a small matan. So then, me'ikara, the husband knows when he leaves his wife at home and doesn't lock up the wallet, he knows that this whatever the minhag is, she's going to do. And at Daita Dehachi, he was either miyayish or at least moichel in advance that this is what's going to happen. The same thing is if you have a friend over, your children or people come to the house, you're giving away your father's food. Now, do you ask your father every time you have a friend over, can I give my friend a drink? No. Because, now, so even though you're not discussing this particular case, because this is the norm, this is the minhag, so we say, people are okay with it. The Shach's case is, Marzucha decided to visit someone's pardes. That's not something that happens on a normal basis. You don't have people coming to Pardesim to go visit. So it's true he knew that in this particular case, because of who he was and because of the pardes owner, he would be happy theoretically to give it. But you can't tell me that Meikara, his das, was whenever the Gadol Hadar comes to visit the office, go give him this. Because it's something which is not expected and it's not normal. So in those cases, we have the Machlokes, Tosfos, and Shach, and there we're Machmer. It's only in cases where it's across the board, it's normal, it's regular, there we say, Adai Tadachi, was Meikul Meikara. Now, one other important halacha with this respect is that there's the Shittas Rambam. We don't have time to go through the particular case, but the Rambam paskins by Truma. What he seems to paskin, Yish Lamidas Havi Yish. He has a case where a person took off Truma for someone, and there the Rambam seems to say, even though he had no permission at the time, if the owner is ultimately happy with it, the Truma is a good Truma. The problem is that our sugya seems to say, this depends on Yish Lamidas, and we hold Loi Havi Yish. So what many Achroinim say is, they boyos from the Rambam a new Chiddush, that even though normally we say, Yish Lo Midas Lo Yehavi Yish, you cannot take something that belongs to your friend simply because when he finds out, he'll be okay. When you're dealing with a Dvar Mitzvah, there we have a rule, a person wants or is happy to allow you to use his money for a Dvar Mitzvah. And there we would say that it was, Yish, in this case, Yish Lo Midas Havi Yish, there even without explicit permission, it would be Mutter. Now, based on this, you follow Jesus Rambam. Say your child is by you for the first for Sukkot. He wakes up before you on the first day of Yontif. It's a theoretical case, of course. So he decides he doesn't have his Luvin Esther. He wants to take yours. You're sleeping. Can he go ahead and take it? So we know to be Mekayim in the midst of Luvin Esther, you need Lochem. Now, it's very obvious the father is not going to be makbid. As soon as he wakes up, if the child asks, he's certainly going to say, take it, matana mas lahachzer avadah, he wants him to be yaitzah. The problem is, right now he's sleeping. So, clearly this would come out, this should be telling machlokes, taisus, and the shach. However, if you pass on the shittas Rambam, but when you're dealing with a dvar mitzvah, there we have this rule that a person wants his money to be used for other people's mitzvahs. There is more of a tzad that you're mekayim the din of lochem. I mean, we're out of time, but I just do want to point out that even some shittas that follow the Rambam that say you're allowed to take it, they say you're allowed to use it, but for it to become lochem, for it to become yours, that is less pasha. That there are some achrayim that say even the Rambam wouldn't say it's lochem. And therefore, make sure you don't wake up before your father.